Moshet, Al-Bilad newspaper. News of the day with Nal Sekindil. Gaza ready for all scenarios. Netanyahu torn between ambitions and capabilities and Trump's inferno. Syrian coast erupts as regime creates a civil war climate amid fading hopes of relief. Government approves budget by decree. Legal challenges expected. Reforms and appointments soon. The political editor wrote, the spokesman for Al-Qassam Brigade's Abu Abaida declared that the resistance in Gaza is prepared for all scenarios, warning that the occupying entity's government against the reckless gamble of returning to war. He emphasized that the resistance has prepared many surprises that will further erode the last remnants of the Israeli army's prestige. Abu Abaida stated that resuming hostilities would put the lives of many captives at risk and stressed that the resistance will not allow the occupation to achieve through intimidation and fear-mongering what it had failed to accomplish through war. He asserted that the only realistic path forward is to implement the ceasefire agreement without modifications or additional conditions that could derail it. The second phase of the deal remains viable and the resistance remains committed to its terms. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appears increasingly uncertain, especially after US President Donald Trump threatened the resistance with hell unless all captives were released immediately. Trump made it clear that he has provided Netanyahu with everything needed to complete the mission. Now, Netanyahu finds himself trapped between two perilous options: resuming a war with no guarantees of victory or of keeping the captives alive, or returning to an agreement that mandates a full withdrawal from Gaza, terms that could collapse his government. In Syria, the situation has exploded in the coastal region, with intense clashes erupting across most cities and rural areas. Fighting broke out in Latakia, Tartus, and Jable, lasting for hours between groups calling themselves the Syrian Popular Resistance and the forces of Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, HTS, along with allied factions. Dozens of HTS fighters were killed or wounded in the battle that shifted across multiple locations and raged past midnight despite the group's claim of control. In a sign of mounting desperation, HTS resorted to declaring jihad through mosque loudspeakers in Aleppo, Idlib, Homs, and Hama, an indication that its military resources are proving insufficient to establish dominance over the coastal region. Opposition figures, including former regime opponents who initially supported the new authority, have blamed HTS mismanagement for dragging Syria towards civil war. They noted that the Syrian people had initially shown openness to HTS's rule, buoyed by hopes of lifted US sanctions and the integration of SDF-controlled areas and restoration of oil, gas, and electricity supplies. There was also an expectation that Israeli airstrikes would cease following the withdrawal of Iran and Hezbollah. However, none of these hopes materialized. Instead, sectarian-driven policies alienated coastal communities, which suffered the highest levels of persecution and mass dismissals from civilian and military jobs, leaving many families destitute. These opposition figures argued that an eruption was inevitable, while Al Jazeera and Al Arabiya have devoted hours of coverage to analysts portraying the conflict as a battle against remnants of the former regime, occasionally accusing Iran and even Russia of fueling the unrest. In Lebanon, the government has approved the 2025 general budget by decree, a move that parliamentary sources anticipate will lead to multiple legal challenges before the Constitutional Council. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Nawaz Salam announced that the government has fast-tracked the reforms mandated by the Taif Agreement and is expediting appointments to fill public sector vacancies.